special people, and an extraordinary cause all add up to a true game changer in enriching lives through golf. That, my friends, is what Folds of Honor is. And as we bring you this special episode of Musings on Golf, you will hear shortly from PGA of America professional Sarah Bush, one of those special individuals associated with this incredible organization. Kelly Elbin here once again, along with Janice Self, our executive producer. I have to be very honest with you. I had a great run of 12 years at the PGA of America. Did some really cool things, very fortunate personally. But nothing from my days at the PGA of America can compare to witnessing firsthand the absolute embracing by both the association and its grassroots professionals of what at that time in 2007 was known as Patriot Golf Day. Along came this PGA of America member who also was and will always be known as an F-16 fighter pilot. And he had this idea, did Major Dan Rooney, of, hey, let's, you know, during Memorial Day or Labor Day, when you're out playing golf, let's contribute a few dollars towards a scholarship fund for children whose parents have either been killed or severely wounded in the line of duty. Well, as I mentioned, the PGA understood right away how emotional a subject this could be, and they bought into it. And not only did the national organization buy into it, but it was the efforts of grassroots professionals all over the country to put on events and build Patriot Golf Days into ultimately what has become this incredible organization of Folds of Honor and the 73,000 educational scholarships that have been awarded to those children. And that now includes children of first responders. Major Dan Rooney is now Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. I just have to tell you, the opportunity to host this podcast, and we did it intentionally, timed it with the opening round of the PGA Championship, which is run by the PGA of America. Having Sarah on, as you'll hear from her shortly, outstanding PGA professional. She was a grassroots professional too, and you're going to hear her story as to why Folds of Honor hit such a nerve with her. And there was also a very, very personal story involving a dear friend of hers. So please, we can bring this to you. Hope you enjoy this. Obviously, continue to support Folds of Honor in whatever way that you possibly can. And remember to please subscribe and like Musings on Golf on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And right after this, from our friends at William & Harry Golf and the Friars Golf Club, you'll hear a very compelling interview with Sarah Bush, PGA of America professional, and all the incredible work being done at Folds of Honor. At William & Harry Golf, comfort meets purpose. Through their care campaign, William & Harry is partnering with charities to give back, donating a portion of every qualifying sale to support your cause. Enhance your next fundraiser with William & Harry customized golf shoes, auction packages, or exclusive giveaways. Crafted from fine deer skin, calf skin, and exotic leathers, William & Harry golf shoes offer all-day comfort from the course to the clubhouse in vibrant, eye-catching colors. Learn more at williamandharry.com or email info@williamandharry.com. William & Harry, style with a mission. Is your golf life stuck in a bunker of country club hassles? Tired of the wait lists and the six-figure initiation fees? Well, at the Friars Golf Club, we take care of all of the hard work, planning exclusive trips and unforgettable rounds on top-rated courses, so all you have to do is show up, have fun, and make lifelong friendships on the first tee, the 19th hole, and far beyond. Our terrific 2026 lineup includes international destinations like Dubai and Scandinavia, plus top domestic resorts such as Sand Valley and Black Desert, and access to some great private clubs. Join the Friars Golf Club today. Email us at info@thefriars.com, the word musings in the subject line, to receive a $500 trip credit When you join, we invite you to stop dreaming and start living the ultimate golf experience with the Friars Golf Club. Our special guest today has had several roles in golf, but I dare say none is more significant than her current responsibilities as the Director of Golf Relations at Folds of Honor. She and her team work diligently with major golf organizations such as the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, and the USGA, as well as many outstanding golf partners, including Titleist and Puma, through the game of golf to provide educational scholarships for the families of fallen or disabled military service members and first responders. And folks, since 2007, that number of scholarships has reached an amazing 73,000, and there's no stopping it. And that's all such a good thing. She's here to talk about this incredible organization and to highlight some of the activities going on in the month of May. It's an honor to welcome PGA of America professional Sarah Bush to Musings on Golf. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me this morning. I'm excited to talk about all things Folds.
Well, all things Folds, it started with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney and him approaching the PGA of America, Dan being a PGA of America professional and an F-16 fighter pilot, the unique person that he is, and approaching the PGA of America with this concept in, 2007 of, hey, let's do something on Memorial Day where people throw in a few dollars that can go towards these educational scholarships for these kids whose parents have been killed or severely wounded in the line of duty. And you being a PGA professional, that community that you mentioned to me before we started, they embraced it so much so that I don't really remember a PGA of America related program, Sarah, that took off to the degree that Patriot Golf Day and Folds of Honor did. And that passion remains the same that I can see today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dan is such an inspiration. If I were to go back to 2007, I so vividly remember attending our section's annual meeting. So as a PGA of America member, you've got to go to these section meetings, and we go to our February meeting. I've got myself and my team from the club, and we're all in there, and we think it's going to be the same as every other meeting. We're going to talk about education and industry trends and, you know, what we can do to be better PGA members and at our club. And man, was I wrong. Our guest speaker was at the time Major Dan Rooney. And like you said, a fellow PGA member, an F-16 fighter pilot, 3 tours of duty in Iraq. And he gets out there and he silences the room. And what he did, he talked about how he's starting this foundation called Folds of Honor, and it's going to serve military families through education. And he needed our assistance as fellow PGA members to get involved at our clubs, raise money so we can help these kids who have sacrificed through their parents for really our freedom. And he shared this story that is so moving. It's in our mission video about how he was sitting on a plane and he watched as a flag-draped coffin was descending from a cargo ramp. And it was being received by a young man, a young boy, actually, and his family. And it was going to be the last time that there was like a meaningful connection between this group. And this young boy's name is Brock Buckland. And Dan knew in that moment that he had to do something. And Folds of Honor was founded. And so Dan went and he spoke and he shared what his vision was for Folds of Honor. And I'll tell you what, the room was silent except for really sobs of fellow PGA members, you know, within the Carolinas. And I knew that I was going to go back to our club and we were going to do something. and we did what fit best for us. We got together and we played a golf marathon for Folds, and we asked our members to support us. And so we played, you know, one day of endless golf. We played as many holes as we could, and the members, you know, made it a donation per hole played. And we raised a great amount of money for Folds of Honor. And it's because of that community, the community of golf professionals. It was Dan reaching out to us and asking us to engage. And then also, as these golf professionals go back to their clubs, it was their membership and their player base community that recognized what they were asking to get involved in was safe and the right thing to do. So it forever changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah, and it all wonderful points there. And that community that you talked about certainly, I think, applies to members at private clubs and players at public courses throughout the country. You tell people a story like Lieutenant Colonel Dan told you folks at the Carolinas PGA section. And Sarah, if that doesn't resonate, it's hard to think of a compelling story that would resonate, that wouldn't cause you to reach into your pocket and contribute. And sometimes it's not even money. It's just volunteering, right? And that's one of the things I've always enjoyed about Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Days. There's so many different ways that people can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, it's players across the country. It doesn't matter if you're a part of a private club, a public facility, whatever it is. What we've come to understand very, very quickly is people want to get involved with something that does good for others. And then the military and first responder space is no different. And so, as you said, not only do we have people who are contributing financially, but there are people that contribute their time, their talent, their resources to standing up events and then ask for Folds of Honor. And those are some of the most dedicated people I have ever met in my life. And so many of them never have worn a uniform. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. So golf is a bridge to good. And we have seen that since the beginning at Folds of Honor.
You mentioned about attending that meeting at the Carolinas PGA section. You were the PGA head professional and director of golf for 11 and a half years at the Country Club of Landfall in Wilmington, North Carolina. Ultimately, you found your way to Folds of Honor. How did that come to be? How did one go from being a head professional / director of golf to doing what you're doing now?
It's been an interesting journey for me. My team, myself, we got involved with Folds at the very beginning, and Folds was trying to figure out how to make this happen as well. So not only were they spreading the word, but they were engaging with golf professionals to give us your best practices. What have you seen work? So I started to form a relationship with Folds because I love the mission. I love the foundation. I love what everyone was doing and everyone that worked there. And so as time progressed, it was a very natural kind of thing for me to do. I was at a point, I've got two young girls. My husband's a golf professional as well. Want to spend a little bit more time with them on the weekend. And in Folds and a few other things that I went through really sort of opened up this opportunity for me to continue engaging with the foundation, which became one of the most important things to me, really. And it just really was a natural progression. So very, very fortunate to be where I am today and work with such an awesome team at Folds of Honor.
Well, and Folds of Honor touches our hearts and it's in different ways. Now, I understand as well with you, it's very personal in that your best friend's husband was killed in Afghanistan. Sarah, I have to imagine, and that's pretty much an understatement, that makes the Folds mission even more personal for you.
Yeah, it was definitely a part of my journey to Folds. And so, as I mentioned, when we heard Dan speak in 2007, we went right back to the club and we did a marathon that year. And it took all of us to pull it together, to include my shop manager, who became one of my very best friends. Her name was Jurley. So since 2007, Jurley was involved in this marathon. And Jurley's husband, Aaron, was a Marine and had 6 deployments, part of MARSOC out of Camp Lejeune, and in a pretty, decorated service member. He was gone a lot and was away for a lot of trainings. And so we really developed a tight, tight kind of family unit at the club where we supported each other. And in 2014, Aaron was on his 6th deployment to Afghanistan, and it was Valentine's Day, and Jurley and her 3 kids were going to be home alone for Valentine's Day. So you know, as you do with your friends, you invite them over to your home and you make them a part of what's going on. And so they were a part of our Valentine's Day celebration that night. She and her three kids, my husband cooked steak and potatoes and we got flowers for the girls. And it was really, really wonderful. And her daughter, Laura Bella, who is my best friend or my daughter's best friend, stayed the night with us that night. She was 4 years old. Very first time she had a sleepover with us. And so Jurley went home, Aaron was deployed, everything was normal. And that next morning, I got a phone call pretty early. It was about 6:30 in the morning. And it was from our HR manager at the club. And I'm like, man, I don't know why she's calling me. And I picked up the phone and she said, something has happened. And I'm like, well, what do you mean something's happened? Something has happened to Aaron and he's been injured. And so she was notified about it. And I'm sitting on my phone in a room 20 feet away from me right now. And I look back at my staircase going upstairs. And my daughter and her best friend were sitting on the stairs. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this is, you know, the daughter of our injured friend. And I'm like, wow, her life is never going to be the same. We're going to get him home, but her life is never going to be the same. Right. And a couple hours later, we got the call that he was actually killed. And it was one of the most, it's still hard to talk about. It was in 2014.
Sure.
It was one of the most impactful things I've ever happened to me in my life to watch one of my best friends and her kids go through this thing that no one should ever go through. And within moments of getting the news, I kid you not, I thought about Folds of Honor. And I thought, this is why people step forward and they get involved. They get involved because it's the right thing to do. But what you never really think about is how it can personally affect you. And I saw that on February 15th, 2014. And her three kids, my friend's three kids, are all Folds of Honor recipients. They have now lived 12 years without their dad. But being a part of the Folds family for them has brought them additional peace and security in their education. And so I see how this, in a very firsthand way, makes a difference through education with these families, through the support of Folds of Honor. So from that point forward, I knew ultimately I would have a journey with Folds in a more dedicated way. And that's what happened in 2018 when I joined the team full time. So, yeah.
What a powerful story. Wow. Mm-hmm. So pleased to be joined by Sarah Bush with Folds of Honor. Sarah, as we post this interview on Thursday, May 14th, it'd be the first round of the PGA Championship outside of Philadelphia. We mentioned that Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney is a proud PGA of America professional, as you are. And I understand that Patriot Golf Days, which is really the one of the means by which money is raised for Folds of Honor, you have a lot of relationship continuing with the PGA of America. And is Patriot Golf Days also celebrated over Memorial Day weekend? Kind of catch us up to date as to what's going on with Patriot Golf Days in May and that relationship with the PGA of America.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what you alluded to is really, again, how we started in golf with the PGA of America, with Patriot Golf Days. And it's a true partnership we've had with the PGA of America since the beginning. So we celebrate Patriot Golf Days throughout the month of May. It culminates over Memorial Day weekend, but it's a true grassroots effort that has grown. It started with a simple donation at the point of sale, you know, add on a dollar or two to your tee time. And now it's turned into hundreds of golf events of different varieties and sizes across the country. And so it has grown into something that has been quite a substantial movement. We are so fortunate that the GOAT, Jack Nicklaus, is our honorary chairman of Patriot Golf Days, and he has been since the beginning. So the support we have from the PGA of America, from PGA professionals across the country, from volunteers at facilities that step forward and say, hey, I want to get involved. And again, whether it's a simple donation as they play what we call it golf's most heroic round, or if they're a part of an organized event, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that these players recognize service, they recognize sacrifice, and they want to be involved in something that's just bigger than a normal round of golf. So we are so grateful for the partnership and everything that we have grown together with the PGA of America through Patriot Golf Days.
Hey, Sarah, I'm thoroughly enjoying our conversation. Tell you what, let's take a quick break and hear from our good friends at William & Harry Golf. Then we'll be right back with the remainder of our terrific interview focusing on Folds of Honor. Our friends at William & Harry are always looking for ways to stand out in the crowd. So for anyone who belongs to a country club, William & Harry can have your shoes private labeled to fit your specific needs. The same applies to your company or any organization you might be affiliated with. This makes you a clear winner. Why? Well, you have a better quality shoe that feels great, and you have the logo of your club, company, or organization on your shoes that really makes you stand out on the golf course. To learn more, visit williamandharry.com today and be sure to input our promotional code 15OFF, M-O-G, for a 15% discount at williamandharry.com. By the way, to find out more information on Patriot Golf Days and anything related, is it simply to go to foldsofhonor.org? Is that the best location?
Yes, foldsofhonor.org. We've got a dedicated golf page. You can learn more about Patriot Golf Days or even visit your local golf course. We are so fortunate to engage with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of facilities across the country.
We've been talking about the PGA of America. I also understand this is the third year of Folds of Honor Friday, which is a partnership with the PGA Tour. What do you have, approximately 60 events tour-wide? And I would imagine that's the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour champions, and so on, that are hosting Folds of Honor Friday throughout the year. What is that, Sarah? Okay, please, what is Folds of Honor Friday? How has it grown and evolved? And what's the future for it?
You know, several years ago, we realized that the PGA Tour is the only major sports entity that didn't consistently start competition with the national anthem. And so Dan connected with Jay Monahan. They talked through it, and out of it came Folds of Honor Friday. And Folds of Honor Friday is about recognizing the national anthem before play in a very meaningful way, whether it's on the regular tour, the Champions Tour, or the Corn Ferry Tour, in a way that fans get engaged. They come out, they wear red, white, and blue in celebration of military and first responders. And then ultimately at these events, we are helping fund educational scholarships for local recipients. So something that started as an idea has truly turned into a movement. We'll have, as you mentioned, close to 60 events across the three tours, and it's continuing to grow. There's no better feeling than approaching a Friday where you know champions, regular, Corn Ferry, they are all stepping forward and engaging with Folds of Honor Friday. So there's more to come with it. It continues to grow in a very, very meaningful way. And we've got the support not only from the tour, but from playing professionals, from community. So there, I look forward to seeing where this is in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And it's only going to increase and be more of an important part of all of those events, right? Whether on those three tours.
Yeah, absolutely. And where I see this going is not only is it a tour initiative with Folds of Honor Friday, but those people who attend Folds of Honor Friday events in conjunction with the tour, they go back home and they're like, well, maybe I'll wear red, white, and blue the following Friday. And maybe I'll bring it back to my company. My company will look to initiate something at Folds of Honor Friday within the walls of said company and push that out to people they engage with. So the growth of Folds of Honor Friday certainly is with a tour, but I see it being a broader spread across the country because people are looking for something to unite around and be a part of. And Folds of Honor Friday, those things we have going on, we welcome that.
Sarah, at the outset, I mentioned some of your corporate partners within golf. Titleist and Puma were just a couple that I mentioned. How about what a typical day is like for you and for your team in terms of working with those corporate partners, working with the PGA of America, the tour. You've got a lot going on, a lot of outreach in areas and impacting the game in so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a day in the life of Sarah Bush, and I'm going to say team members across Folds of Honor and volunteers that really engage with us, is we wake up energized and motivated to do more every day. We have had substantial success with scholarships since inception. You said in the beginning, 73,000 scholarships since 2007. But the thing we didn't touch on is we've got 7,700 kids that were fully qualified, yet we could not fund. So every single day we wake up trying to close that gap of need. Yeah. And how can we do that? And it is working with our chapters across the country. We've got over 40 chapters. They continue to grow. It is looking to provide best practices, be motivators, be cheerleaders for those who want to get involved, and also really demonstrate back to our partners the benefit of working with Folds of Honor. Not only is it something that they have the desire to do because we're serving military and first responder families, it's also good for business because consumers want to see that with the brands that they are engaged with and they support. So, I mean, the work never stops, but we've got an incredibly motivated team that is on it and incredibly motivated partners as well. So very fortunate in this place and looking to do more and continue to expand.
Good point in regards to consumers wanting to see companies that are doing the right thing. So therefore, I would imagine Folds of Honor is a relatively, if you will, easy sell when it comes to talking to corporations, whether endemic to golf or outside of the golf sphere.
It is for a lot of reasons. I think regardless of political affiliation, people support military and first responders, and they know that they're protecting them, you know, abroad and here on the home front. So, you know, people are very, very willing to step forward. When you start to see the and understand the Folds of Honor mission, you understand our ratios, 91 cents of every dollar goes directly back to our scholarship program. There is a safety that gets created, and it's people know that when they're investing in Folds of Honor, they're truly investing in these scholarships. What it also does is it creates this connection that not only corporations are craving, but as we alluded to, consumers are craving. And Folds of Honor really, really helps with that. The visibility of our brand and doing co-branding is incredible, not only for the Folds of Honor mission, but for these companies. So we're a force multiplier. Anyone looking to do good, I think, has a really easy time engaging with Folds of Honor because we do good. So together we can do more.
I don't know about you, but I am a big popcorn guy. I love all kinds of popcorn. And Sarah Bush, I see now that Orville Redenbacher's, perhaps my most favorite brand, has partnered with Folds of Honor. Hungry Man Frozen Meals. It's all under the Conagra Brands umbrella. You've even formed a partnership with Conagra. So with this being the 250th birthday of the country, if I go out and buy Orville Redenbacher's, I'll see I'll see mention of Folds of Honor. Again, one more way that what you guys are doing is available for people to understand and contribute in some way.
Yeah, it feels so Americana in many ways. The 250th anniversary of the country, them stepping forward in a very meaningful way. $500,000 in education is you know, what they're gifting back from this partnership. It's also, you know, grabbing a Slim Jim and seeing the Folds of Honor logo on it, or, you know, Pam spray and grabbing on your cabinet. You're like, wow, this is, you know, Folds of Honor. And really being able to partner with these groups. And Conagra, you know, it's so interesting. Their CEO is a 20-year Navy veteran. And so, you know, I think that's a testament to the good work that Folds of Honor does, and that people who really truly lived in that space and are now in you know, normal America running businesses turn back to organizations like Folds of Honor to help fund these families that could have been like their own. And so, yeah, it's an incredible partnership. We are so blessed to have partners, corporations from just across the country looking to get involved. And I think it goes back to the mission. The mission is simple. We provide educational scholarships, and these scholarships, you know, truly result in a brighter future for military and first responder families.
And I think when you have a mission like that and you continue to adhere to it, right? And you don't muddy the waters, you can do great things.
Absolutely. We're simple. We're singular in our mission. People understand it, and they want to engage with it. And so not only do they want to engage with a mission, but, you know, in many instances, learn more about our recipients, what their path and their journey looks like, where they are after graduation. So within the folds of Honor Family, we do a really great job of providing that back to our donors, our supporters, our partners, and they feel like they've truly got a hand in the journey of these recipients and these kids and these spouses. And at the end of the day, they do. They're making a big difference.
We're in our final minutes with Sarah Bush, the Director of Golf Relations at Folds of Honor. You mentioned earlier about Mr. Nicholas and certainly Jack's involvement with American Dunes, the terrific golf course that that Lieutenant Colonel Dan and Jack built in Michigan. I also understand and tell me a little bit more about the For the Brave Folds of Honor golf tournament coming up in September at Oak Tree National in Edmond, Oklahoma. This is a really, really big event and just one more way that Folds of Honor is impacting lives.
Absolutely. So that particular event, it's a fourth annual for that event. They really focus their efforts on creating awareness for our first responder recipients, which is terrific. Oak Tree is obviously a fantastic golf course. It's hosted both PGA and USGA championships. And that event has raised almost $500,000 for Folds of Honor. And this is going into their fourth year. So it is a great way to be involved. It is organized by our Oklahoma chapter. And as I mentioned, there are over 40 chapters across the country, all of them doing multiple large-scale golf events that they're looking for community engagement. So for anyone who's listening, I strongly encourage you to go to foldsofhonor.org, check out our chapter, see if there's one in your footprint, and get involved with them.
Hey, Sarah, I want to close with just a thought or two from you about Gary Woodland. Gary Woodland, and talk about the emotions. Rex Hoggard of Golf Channel is going to be our guest next week, recapping the PGA Championship. And Rex interviewed Gary about, a month and a half or so ago. And Gary could not have been any more vulnerable. He could not have been any more human than talking about what he's dealt with. And I know he's been a huge, not only proponent of Folds of Honor, but he literally wears it on his sleeve, on his golf bag. What if you could talk about the inspirational side of Gary Woodland and what he's meant to Folds of Honor?
You know, Gary is a special individual. That is for sure. So the relationship with Gary started many, many years ago. As you might know, both he and Dan played at Kansas different times, but that is how they met and the connection. And throughout the years have stayed very, very close. While Gary was just, you know, brand new on the tour. In fact, Dan married Gary and his wife. So he officiated their wedding.
Wow.
So the journey with Folds and Gary has been very consistent over the years. And when we learned that he had a brain tumor, it was tragic. I mean, it was terrible in him looking to take care of that very quickly. And of course, from that, he developed PTSD, which is a common side effect from this type of surgery, and was really, really struggling with it from week to week, and had the interview with Rex Hoggard and really came out and talked about the different ways that he was trying to seek help. And if people are noticing different behaviors, this is why. And I mentioned his conversations with Dan and looking at Dan to give advice about how service members are dealing with PTSD and first responders. And so that was a very, very vulnerable interview that Gary did with Rex. and look at what has happened. I think through the healing process in PTSD and their, you know, how people go through that, he has come out of that, I think, being even more of a fan favorite and a hero, because people feel like, he's, you know, he's kind of one of us. He's got problems. He's trying to overcome them. And Gary has been such a longtime supporter and just carrying the Folds of Honor logo. He wears Volition, which gives back to Folds of Honor in a very meaningful way. And he's got that on his sleeve. He also has a Folds of Honor logo, as you mentioned, on his golf bag in conjunction with the Troon and CDW. And we're all within this family together. Gary is scripted to wear red, white, and blue. Like, they don't control what they wear Thursday through Sunday of competition, but right. Volition has leaned forward so hard that Gary's wearing red, white, and blue on Fridays to support Folds of Honor Friday. He is a champion through and through for Folds of Honor, as are about 15 guys on the Champions Tour that carry Folds of Honor logoed bags as well. So we are very, very blessed. We've also got players on the Korn Ferry Tour, and none of them do it for there's no fee. They do it because they feel like it's the right thing to do and they want to be involved.
Well, and not only did it help him to, you know, get that word out, but then he goes and wins the Texas Children's Houston Open, right?
Unbelievable. He's played great. Yeah. So not only has he won, but he has consistently finished at towards the top of the leaderboard since that moment. And I can only assume, I haven't talked to Gary about it personally. I've seen him and we've chatted a little bit at events, but right. That it's been a freeing thing for him. And Rex Hoggard being able to sit down and talk to Gary about that. And Rex is a dear friend of Folds of Honor as well. I think really kind of changed the trajectory of where Gary was with his playing at that time. And it's been incredible. And I think it's probably been an inspiration to many people. So yeah, Gary's great.
Sarah, as we close again, remind our listeners, foldsofhonor.org. That's the place, the website where you can learn so much and get involved. It's pretty much where everything related to the organization is housed.
Everything. You can find everything on Folds of Honor, but you know, most impactful, learn more about our mission, how it is that we got started. If you want to get involved in a meaningful way, become a wingman. And that's someone who supports on a monthly basis, $13 for the 13 folds of a ceremonial flag. So there are tons of ways to get involved, not only through golf, but just by being a supporter and sticking with us.
Sarah Bush, this has been great. Wishing you and all of the wonderful folks at Folds of Honor the very best, not only in the month of May, but throughout the year and beyond. It continues what I think is one of the great stories in golf of the 21st century. And next week, Rex Hoggard of Golf Channel will join us to recap the 2026 PGA Championship. As you could tell from that conversation, Rex is a great friend of Folds of Honor, and we're really looking forward to his insights and talk about who ultimately raised the Wanamaker Trophy. We'll talk to you again next week. Kelly Elvin and Jenna Self signing off for Musings on Golf.